Sif Ches. Horetz Merubah Lohoimid is also, if the area which you're enclosing, so we said that normally we say that an opening which is less than 10 amas is not a problem. We consider it as an access point as opposed to a pirtza, and that's fine. But we still have to be aware of a different problem, that you can't have the majority of the area enclosed. It cannot be ports, cannot be open. Unless the pirtza is the opening to less than 3 tvachim, which means have a din of lavan, which is considered as if it's closed. So that's not a problem. So theoretically, you might, if you make your enclosure with posts and there's a gap between the posts, you might end up with more open than closed. But since they're lavan, that's not called open. So that's not a problem. Now, but if if the majority is open, so now we have to define that. When we say the majority is open, are we looking at each wall by itself? Are we talking about the total perimeter? Okay. Mishabura Sukkot Memhei. Afilu Shtei Mechitza Shlemis. You have two complete walls. So we look at each wall by itself. So wall number one is complete. Wall number two is complete. Wall number three is it's Poritz Meruba. So that wall is not there. So you don't have three walls anymore.
So do we assume there are four walls, or what do we do with string other configurations of walls? Do we assume it's a four-sided enclosure?
I missed the first word.
Do we assume that this is a four-sided? We seem to be assuming there are four sides to the enclosure. What happens if there is a pentagon, a hexagon, a
shape? We'll start with the scenario of a four-sided enclosure. Theoretically, because we're discussing putting a lechi by the fourth side, by the mavli, right? But and closing it that way. Theoretically, you could have a three-sided enclosure.
Right, so three-sided, presumably, a couple chomer, then each side is even more important. But in fact, a ten-sided enclosure, the more sides I have, the less important each side is. So when do I say losing a side? Here, if I lose one side of my four, then I've lost my six.
Yeah, so we don't... The way I understand it, which in a practical application is difficult, we only look at four sides.
Right.
In other words, the fifth side is absorbed into the four sides. Mm-hmm. So it's your wall went like this, but that's the wall of that side.
Is it defined according to like geographic coordinates or something?
Yeah. So now, if you look at it, I'm in next of Kiparitz. So if I have, let's say, I have a wall here and a wall here. And this wall is partially open and partially closed. So I said, well, you know, but there's wall here, wall here, and there's wall there. So I can carry at least where the wall is. That's not true. Even since this is too open, so even in the area where the wall is, it's going to be problematic. So
you're saying because it's a breach rather than a doorway.
Since it's Poritz Meruba, right?
What do you mean by in the area where the wall?
There isn't enough wall.
Here, in this picture over here. So, Dalet Amos, six Amos. So six Amos is not too wide to make it into considered a pirtza. But since the majority of that wall is missing, so that I can't carry here, I can't carry where the wall is either. I can't say, well, I'm behind the wall, so I'm okay, because I got a wall here and a wall there and a little bit of wall here. No, that whole side is open, so you can't carry. Yeah, that's what he said. Nibza Shein Lebesachakol Kiyim Sholosh Mechitzes Okay. Meruba is mutter. If the omen is meruba, that works. So let's argue like this. So on this side, the length is 20 amas long, and there's a pirtza of 9 amas, which means you leaves you with 11, but it's not 11 versus 9. It's 5.5 on one side, 5.5 on the other side, and 9 in the middle. So the 9 in the middle is larger than either one of your oimdim. So we should argue that it's mavatol the oimdim, and say that this is the opening is so much larger than the wall. It's mavatol it, right? So he's saying no. They say that's okay, because since in the aggregate of the two sides, it's larger than what the pirtza is. The pirtza is not mavatol then, and furthermore, So he gives an example. So, for example, this side was a total of 15 amas long. So you had on the right side, let's say starting from the north, this side was your east wall. So there's the north side and the south side. So let's start with the north side. So you had one amma, then you had an opening of an amma, and then you had two amas of wall. So that's a total of 4. Then you had an opening of 7 amas. So now you reached 11. Then now you're coming now to the south side. There was a wall of 2 amas. There was an opening of an amma. Then there was a wall of an amma. So your total wall is, total actual wall is 6. Your total openings are 9. 7 amas in the middle, an amma and an amma on each side. But that amma is sandwiched between an amma and 2 ammas. So we look at that opening is insignificant. It becomes bottle as if you had a wall of 4. So now you have 4 and 4, you have 8. You have an opening in the middle of 7, so 8 is larger than the 7. That's what he's saying, that works.
Yeah, but why can't they equally well say that my standing 2s are surrounded by a 7 and a 1, my 2s bottle to my 7 and my 1, and my 2s become an omelet? How do you know how to do the geometry?
That's a very good question. Let's finish off reading it. Okay. That's a pirtza gdola shashiva amas. That's the oimed shnei amas. Fine. Nefsha kiilu oimed meruba ala poritz. So right. So take a look over here. So this case comes up. Case over there is, as long as the wall is larger than the opening next to it, you don't say Osevir the Hagisa Hagisa Mevatale, because you can't use that small opening to mevatale a larger area. So if they'd be equal, that would be a problem. So, but since it's actually larger, so then we're okay.
But when it's equal, and like it's an ambiguous case where I wouldn't know which, how to start and how to construct my virtual openings, my virtual closes.
Right. So there's a chazan isha, but I don't remember the details of it. And I went through it once because we had this negeya to get to an issue on the beltway wall, because there's one place where the ground was eroding under the wall. At some points, the erosion was minimal, so the wall was within 3 tefachim of the ground. In one area, it was already more than 3 tefachim off the ground. So that section is like there's no wall. So you had erosion, not erosion.
There you are.
Right. So it ended up being, even though there was wall there in the whole thing, as far as we're concerned, it was like there was not wall there. So I remember the details of remember the exact measurements of the scenario, but that was the case. It was like, so you had a pierce on that. And then you had Tzuras HaPesach, which Pasha, according to the Poskim, doesn't count as an Ayurveda to copy this din. It's an opening which is being enclosed with the Tzuras HaPesach, but regards to this din, it's Mevatel, appeared so. Tzuras HaPesach.
Or Ayurveda made with like entirely Tzuras HaPesach, the whole thing's something.
Which is why you can't really have any Pirtzas.
The whole thing is parts other than the source. But you're saying the only thing, the source stuff can't close.
Can't be mevatel appearance. In other words, if I would say, you could have an opening with nothing on it, right? So I'm going to make my source of Pesach and leave a gap with no source of Pesach on it.
Oh, with no source of Pesach either.
Right, so that's. And the source of Pesach being a wall is like a mevatel of porous. Well, that doesn't work. It's not an oimet in mevatel of porous. So you can't have any gap in the source of Pesach. So that doesn't work to be. So I actually have to look at my wall section, the actual built wall. I can't look at the Tzuras HaPesach. It was right next to where the.
What do you mean by have a gap in your Tzuras?
If I want to mimata something in the Tzuras HaPesach, I have to enclose the whole area.
Like, why can't I have small gaps? I still have to open and move all the parts. Vital, it'll still be open and move, but that's not enough.
They don't have a din of oimet to mevatel pirtzos.
Therefore, any pirtzos is considered a
parnas.
Well, shad b'chag is whether it's up to 3 tefachim or 4 tefachim, but we'll see. Okay. Unless each pirtzos is b'chusa mishloisha tefachim, mevav. To have you love it, less than 3 tefachim is love it, then love is kai medami. Again, I feel in below you say how you shown pierce the gadol. Kiyon shemarz ikshetat oisur ruach aches esvayamo. So there was the length of that wall was that side was 11 amos. Oisham pierce shal chamisha amos v'malkem echad. and you had a gap where a full opening of five amas, and the six amas which are standing, there are multiple gaps, each one being less than three tefachim. So we should argue the total aggregate opening is more than wall. No, because you know it's in process kilo hein stumois benimsa sha'imin benupa. Love it as if it's closed, so there's no openings. So it's six amas standing and five amas open. Mishasha tvachim. But after the report is ka'imin, before Basif test, Adis or Amas Nechshav LePesach, when the porot is when the omer is greater than the porot, you can have a gap up to, you can have an opening more up to the 10 amas, and even when they're equal, you can have an opening up to the 10 amas. The porot meruah fill yet a process shall sholish shetuachim gam kein osur mishum the omer mispatul lagabe. But if it's porot meruah, just an opening of three tuachim is going to mess up the whole thing. Okay.
What time is Minka called for?
8:05. Okay. One second. Okay. Take a look at the Bir Locha in Porot Meruah Lohimit. Equal in halacha, whether it was built this way or originally there was more wall and eventually some of the wall collapsed, to be the same thing. The Rav Vias is barely come on the simin shin some of Gimel Sevelf. The Bein Mechotzer Bein Mavi. The half of Poros Kulay. Rak Shos a Tikun Kolshu Sagi. Ayn Shom Kolechus Kedina. So, if you want, you have three complete walls. The fourth wall can be totally open. We're not bothered by the fact that the fourth side is totally open. You just put a lechi there, which is clearly Poros Meruah Lohimit. Or by the chotcher any two lechayayin, each one being a kol shehu, so it doesn't bother us. But the three area walls which have to be complete. You can't have a porot meruah. The Mishnah Berurah seems to assume we look at each wall separately. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees, and he says that we can do a in these. Well, let's assume the three walls for now. If we can combine together the total amount of oimid and those walls, the majority is oimid, even if one of the sides, the majority is porous, it's not a problem as long as there's some wall on that side. Now you could theoretically have a rectangle which has a majority enclosed but one side is totally open, so that won't work, but as long as there's some wall on that side, he holds that that's good enough. The Mishnah Dishah points out that the Chazanish says clearly not like that, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to assume so he gives a few examples over here. So he gives, take a look over here at this example. Number one, so this side is 4 amas closed, 6 amas open, 4 amas closed, 6 amas open. So you have 20 amas here, 20 amas here. That's 40 out of your total of 60. And you have 4 and 4. You have 48 closed out of 60. But these two walls, both of them are ports merubah. So these two walls are open. So you only have two walls.
Oh, maybe I missed the misunderstanding. I thought in order for it to be ports merubah, it had to be like more than 10 amos. You say it's only 6 amos here. Did I miss something somehow?
Yeah. I said we have two things which can define something doing a pirtza. Actually, we might have three. We have three possibilities of what's make something a pirtza. Pirtza number one: an opening which is more than 10 amas by definition is a pirtza. Number two: even if it's less than 10 amas, if a whole side is missing, it's a pirtza.
But that's neither one of those meet this case.
And number three: even if it's less than 10 amas. And the side has wall, but if the majority of that side, according to Mishabura, is open, that's called like there's no wall there.
Oh, so that's the third case.
So this won't be okay. For the Aruch HaShulchan, this won't be all right.
This won't be 100% right.
Right.
Now, he says, but this scenario is actually mutter, because the fourth side is not our problem. So this is 20 amas long, 11 of it's closed, and 9 is open. So that's Omi Merubah. This is 6 amas closed and 4 amas open, and there's some type of a ayman there on the other side. So you, the same thing over here. So this is full, this is full, this is full, and this is your fourth side.
And
but according to our Shulchan,
possible because it's majority open.
Right. So this is 9 amas plus four plus 20. So it can work.
So it comes out of Lachamah sometimes.
Right.
So someone has a sukkah outside, has only three walls. He doesn't have a can't carry a sukkah.
If a person has a sukkah which only has three walls, and the fourth side is totally open, theoretically, it's not going to be a problem because you should say p'tikra yarvasoysim, which you're not going to have.
So the two walls plus a little bit.
Yeah. So there's a Gemara which says that since the Gabi Sukkah is considered closed, Gabi Shabbos is the Mutter also, but only the Shabbos during Sukkahs. So on the Shabbos during Sukkahs, the Din Sukkah imposes its status on it. The following Shabbos, which is no longer a Din any Sukkah, would be also to carry it. Okay. Uh-huh.